heavy load. From Amadablam to the Annapurnas. Part 2. Ascending. Body and mind. With endless variables, plans must remain loose in mountaineering. Blueprints, I tend to say. Our acclimatization started steady and smooth, yet had become anything but straightforward or predictable. Yet I let it be. Beyond my control, I accepted the fact with unusual ease. Occasional utters of disbelief and episodes of emptiness, yet, tapping into the truth of existence, transient and ever-changing, onward and upward, I hiked back towards base camp. Connecting trails with a massive team of European climbers and their support crew high off their Lobuche summit as we crossed the Yimja Kula, I welcomed an unfamiliar calm. Such encounters tend to trigger panic and self-doubt, yet on this windy November morning, nothing was up for a race. With slow steps and deep thoughts, I found myself engaged in inner dialogue with Dad. Rather than sharing time scrolling through pictures since my last visit, he was now with me. He sees the mountains I climb and will cheer when the inner ones feel too much. I smile. The following 4 days were spent training mind and body between Amadablam Base Camp and Camp 2. Each stage its own mini escapade, yet having the mother's necklace all to ourselves equated to scheduled rest, no time pressure, lineup for fixed ropes, or accommodation obstacles, where, in a usual season, traffic is chaotic and real estate at C1 and C2 competitive. Investing in Wi-Fi access at base camp was breaking my own rule. However, getting the play-by-play back in Northern Ontario helped craft the stories of wonder and keep my wandering mind at ease. With that connection, we were privy to the most reliable weather forecast. With a new weather system, any rest would have to wait. The optimal weather window for a safe summit was tight. Go time. Our first morning started early with the intention of endeavoring straight to Camp 2. Hours of sleep were low, yet motivation was high as I stuffed my final bits of gear by the light of my headlamp before savoring hot coffee and the last of luxurious base camp fuel. Our steps were steady along the moraine ridge towards Yak Camp as dawn began to break. Himals, as far as my eye could see, felt completely ours alone, while the sun began to warm body and spirit. We hiked with lighthearted laughs. Dad cherished silent moments. He would be smiling. A few hours in, the pace and jokes flowing, a hydration and snack stop was followed by an inexplicable wall. From a full tank to unfathomably empty, the mountains of my mind began to rival the size of those that surrounded me. Could it be the concoction of sleepless nights and appetite upheaval playing out? I couldn't speak to the battle. No excuses, no signs of weakness. Simply empty. Emptiness is hard to hide at 5,500 meters. They say crossing the boulder field to get to Camp 1 is dodgy for the fair-sighted. My depth perception's nemesis, I prefer to see it as an opportunity. Yet with my legs hollow and my heart empty, doubt began to layer the talus traverse. Endless. The final 200 meters to Camp 1 are climbed using fixed lines up a scarped rock face. Steep was the self-judgment leading to the iconic rock platforms that house C1. This was only to be the first of our two-part day. Though I wholeheartedly believe that adversity creates opportunity, my interest in climbing into another chapter of affliction on Amadablam was nil. With high hopes that this rest stop would instill my belief in breaks, even just a fiver, I crawled into our tent and assumed the fetal position. The tangible product staring down from 6,812 meters was every reason to fight the historical demons of forced nutrition. Yet the calories were not translating to the essential energy required for the technical climb above. Calculating the time and numbers of the weather forecast, we could stay the night and still summit before the forecasted windstorm. Stormy thoughts were tempting as the night was restless. Thankful for a weather window that opened slightly, we chose a day of rest as the most likely option for a healthy summit. My mind opened with a decision, and a week on from the phone call, Friday the 13th, was a gift. Though hardly a wink of rest, waking to Camp 1 with the company of only Himalayan crows amidst clear sky was invigorating. Despite questionable energy based on the unfavorable combination of rest and input and the notorious technical route up to Camp 2, having the summit look down on us as we sipped coffee sparked my smile. With no competition for C2 real estate and nothing necessary beyond calorie consumption and sleep before the final summit push, there was no pressure as the air thinned. Notorious for her beauty and technical features, Amadablam leaves no space for a wandering mind. Focus is essential, with any deviation carrying potential for critical danger. No dissecting the past, no trips into the future. Though the altitude gain from Camp 1 to Camp 2 is a mere 400 meters, every one of those vertical meters includes fixed ropes and short sections of up to 5.8 where climbing is technical and requires roping. Any misstep could be fatal. The essence of the entire climb is found in the final approach to Camp 2, the notorious Yellow Tower. With strength that has come as a gift of life experience, dismissing its hype and renowned reputation, I smiled with every pull on my Joomer, seeing the neighboring Himals, any ground far, far below, and Vineg looking down with an encouraging grin from above. How cool was that, Dad? Camp 2 graces more web pages, magazine centerfolds, and coffee table book covers than any prime Hollywood property or idyllic island off the coast of Spain. The renowned ridge was vacant. Attempting to sleep turned into a rhythmic cycle. Sit up, sip water, lay down, turn left, turn right, look at watch, sit up, and repeat to the sounds of Vineg sleeping until the clock struck double digits and it was time to spark the stove, convert ice into coffee, and attempt a smorgasbord of random rations. The exposed ridge traverse from Camp 2 toward the Grey Tower is a loose but short multi-pitch. However, endeavoring upon this section in the black of night, with views coming from the combined power of two headlamps and otherwise unnoticeable reflective tape on boots, pants, and packs, the scene unrecognizable. In the darkness, altered voices emerged with doubt as we silently climbed. Moving along the open traverse leading to Mushroom Ridge and a narrow walk leading towards the former Camp 3, nothing physically hurt. There was gratitude for safety and sunshine as we climbed past the site of historical tragedy. Considering time and location, it was evident why the location would be an ideal rest camp. Atop feelings of fortune and clear, blue, Himalayan sky, not my pack, not my boots, only my thoughts were heavy. Darkness hovered.